Here we go. Chaf Vav Amid Aleph. Kama Yarchik Mehem Metzorans. How much you have to distance yourself from Tzoa? 4 Amos. Amar Rav Amar Schar Mehuna Lo Shana. We only learned that you distance yourself 4 Amos Ella from Meira Glaim and Tzoa that are found Lachar behind you. Avalafana Marchik Malay and your eyes distance away. Vechein Letzvila and so too for davening. If they're in front of you 4 Amos, if they're behind you until you don't see it. Aini, is this true? Vamar Rav Amar Pam Rechizda Omed Adam Kenegid Beisikis. A person stands by the toilet 4 Amos away, umispal and davens. Hachamai askina beiskisa she'im botso. We're talking about a bathroom that doesn't have any tso in it. Saying, is that true? Amarosavar chinana beiskisa she'am rapi she'im bo. And even though there's not now tsoa, because it's miuchel tsoa, and therefore it's disgusting. Beisamerechat she'am, that also labra divrei Torah. Afal pi she'im bo, even though there's not now a person washing, since in the majority of the time, there's always, what's it called? There's hevel, there's what's called hevel there. Hevel's like some undefined, strange element. We have it in Baba Kama. We don't know what it is to this day. Some boar. Zuhama. Boar. Yeah, by boar you have Hevel. We don't know what Hevel is. Some type of Zuhama. Some type of, sort of inappropriate. Something like Tumadika air that's around there. So even though there's no one in there, it's still a problem. Halahacha Mayaskina, we're talking about Chadarati and a new base Kisa. A new bathroom that was set aside to be used for going to the bathroom, but still was not used that. Therefore, it doesn't have the quality of being Mius. And you don't have to go away from it without, you don't have to go the distance of not being able to see it. Okay, but a real bathroom that you do use, you would have to go away, male enav. So, Vahami boili the Ravina, his minu le beisekisa, one who set aside a place for a beisekisa, mahu. What's the din? It is makam, does it have a zimun? Oh, ain zimun, or it doesn't have a zimun. Kikami boili the Ravina, when the suffix Ravina is lameka male letzlui begave, is it mutter to stand inside of it in daven? Aval kenegdo, but to face it, lo. Ravina was not mesupik, he felt it was mutter. Rava says, hani bate kinesis de parsai, these Persian beisekisa. Remember, the Persian beisekisa is the one where the excrement is carried away, it gets flown away. Right away. And the question is, do our bathrooms, are they like the basic kisa Parsi? On one hand, you need a Kazanishtar, ours are worse. Why? Because you need a Maisa to get it to go away. You need a flush. But then again, as far as the ability to take it far away and stuff like that, that's the same as ours. Afal gav the East Beit Soa, even though they have Soa, Kistum and Dami, they're like covered up, since they're covered in Soa, it's like you were Sosum the Guma. And therefore, it's mutter to read next to him. It's considered like a closed pit. That's why it's like filled up. So Zav.
I'm just catching. Thinking about the, when they have to go park, you have to dig a hole and cover. What did they do? They used to do on Shabbos. Go out of the area. They couldn't dig it on Shabbos.
They have to pre-dig.
What happens is it's an esed bechalos. You should cover.
Abaya machanecha kadosh. All right. So they might not necessarily have to dig. They just have to leave the encampment.
Leave it in the camp?
They have to leave the encampment. The mitzvah is to leave the encampment.
And if they leave the camp, it's chustat chum.
What?
It's
out of the body. See, you have Alpayim Amma. You have Alpayim Amma. Stay with an Alpayim Amma and still go there.
So
but I think they prepared areas and stuff.
They had outhouses.
What?
They had outhouses.
You think they just had outhouses? Right. So what's the mitzvah of Mechanech HaKadosh? The mitzvah of Mechanech HaKadosh indicated that they were going in forest. They were going around the area and they wanted to go a little further back. From where they went. Okay, Zav. A person who sees, Shechvas. What? The Mishnah. A Zav. A person who sees a seminal emission, right? A regular person who sees a seminal emission is called a Balkari. Already, if you see a second time, even on the same day, you're considered a Zav. And once you see a second time, you need to have Shiva Nakiyam, 7 clean days. Shara Kari, right? Let's say he sees Kari in the middle of his 7 days. Benida Shapalta Shechvazera. And the Nida, a woman is a Nida, in the middle while she's sitting here, you make Tumah. All of a sudden, she sees coming out of her Shechvazera, a semen as well. Vama Shameshes, or one who has Bia, right? And therefore, she's Tame Tumah's carry right afterwards, even without saying. Sherasa Nida, and one who sees Nida's blood of Nida, all those ones, Trichin Tfila. They need Tfila to tar them from Tumah's carry to allow them in Divrei Torah. And even though they're still tummy, there's still more of a process to happen here. However, Rabbi Yehuda says they're potter from tefillah. We didn't extend it to every single case. Iboiluhu, the Bnei Yeshiva asked Balkari Shara Ziva, a Balkari who sees before he goes to the mikvah, he sees now another emission of Ziva. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Zavro Kari doesn't need to go to the mikvah. Mahu, what's the din? Ki potter Rabbi Yehuda, also maybe Rabbi Yehuda only has been potter in the Mishnah from tefillah by a Zav Shara Kari. Why? Because Miikara, he was not a bar tefillah, because at the beginning he was a Zav. Zav still needs more days before his mikvah date is up. Of a Balkari Shira Ziva, but a Balkari who started as someone who needed a mikvah, according to Ezra, and then saw Ziva, Demi Karabar Tfilo, maybe Mechayev. Old deal, where we say Loshna, there's no difference. since because of his ziva, he's not able to metahir lagamri from the tumas keri, there's no reason to go to the mikvah. Good svar. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll point that out proof. Ha-meshamesh es ferasa nida tzricha tefila. One who's meshamesh and sees that she's a nida, and sees the dam nidas, she needs tefila. Rabbi Yehuda says, Pater. Ha-meshamesh ferasa nida kabal keri shra ziva dam. It's the same case. It's like someone who was a bal keri, because there was already shimush. There was already relations. So it's like a bal keri, and then who saw blood, or then who saw ziva. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda said Pater. So Shma Mina, you see, even a Balkari who then sees Ziva is going to be Pater, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from going to have Tfilos Balkari. Because they're Tamei anyways, what's he going to accomplish? Tani Rabbi Chia Bahadir, Rabbi Chia learned the Bryce and Mefurish, the Rabbi Yehuda split Matila, the Balkari Shra Ziva, Tzarech Tfila, and Rabbi Yehuda says Pater. Straight out, there you have it. Adronalach Mishamesu, Adronalach Mishamesu, Adronalach Mishamesu. Okay, Tfilos HaShachar. Tfilos HaShachar Ad Chatzos. The morning Shemana Esrei goes until Chatzos, midday. Yeah. It's interesting, the new parak. It's interesting that the Shema started by the Maariv Shema. The Shemona Esrei here started by the day. So the Tzlach says, you see from here, that the daytime Shemona Esrei is the more chashuv Shemona Esrei.
There's no Rishach B'chal Kamecha.
What?
There's no Rishach B'chal Kamecha, which was the answer by Shema.
Right, that was one of the answers. The other answer, though, was the creation starts at night, so that would be here. So the Tzlach says, you see that the daytime Shemona Esrei is more kashrut than the nighttime. Tefillas Shachar Zman Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Arba Shas Yafora. Tefillas Mincha goes until the night, until sunset, Ad Erev, right? Until the night. It's a little bit of Machlokas. We've shown him here. What does Ad Erev mean? Does it mean sunset? We assume Stam, it means over here sunset. But there is a Machlokas as to how late you can go B'dieved with Mincha. Can you go sunset, or can you go all the way till Tzeis? Many poskim say you can keep going all the way. Certainly, Chassidish poskim say you can go until Tzeis with the mincha. Maybe I have to say. Tefillas Erev and the Maariv ain't lo keva, has no set time. B'shal Musafim kol yom and Musaf, you have the entire day, right? Maariv, why do you have no keva for Maariv? Because who instituted Maariv? Maariv came from Yaakov Avinu, right? Yaakov Avinu, we know, is fighting at night. And that's the whole point of Yaakov. Yaakov, it was Vayifkov Amakov. Everything by Yaakov was sudden encounters. And it has to be that type. Maariv has to maintain that type of, involuntary experience, that suddenness. That's a word from the Kudger lover. What?
You can't say Musaf.
Spontaneity.
You can't say Musaf after Mincha, can you?
What? We say Mincha before. We say, yeah, Musaf, yeah, you say, sure.
You could say Musaf after.
On a day when you didn't say Musaf yet, you say later on. You could say Musaf later on.
But isn't there a thing that Mincha is like the Tamid and.
We're going to get to Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about that directly. What's the parallels? Vishal Musafim, you have the Kol Hayom. So Raminhu appointed a contradictory unto the Brisa mitzvah to Kriya Shema im haNetzachama with the daybreak or with the rising haNetzachama with the sunrise. Kadeshi Yismach Gula Tfila, so you be somach the Gula Tfila. Venimsa misfalo biyam. Therefore, it turns out Shemona Esrei, you daven in the day immediately after Netzachama. What's it called? And that's when you're supposed to do it. So we say Kitanya he. We learned to the Brisa that Levasikin. The people who used to wake up very early to do it Vasikin, right? The ancient ones, Dabar Yochanan Vasikin Ayugom Rosa, they would finish the Kriyashma exactly with Netzachama. So here comes the question. Kule Alma, according to everyone, this man feels at Chatzos. Vesulo, and not further than that. Vamar Rav Mari, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abim Yehuda, Yochanan, Tav, Lo Yispal Arvis, made a mistake, and Dab Mariv, Mispal of a Shachar Shtayim. You can do Shemona Esrei twice, right? The first one's for Shachris, the second one is for Mariv, the makeup. You can do Tashlumen. So Shachris misfollowed, if you made a mistake and didn't daven Shachris, misfollowed Tfilah Mincha two times. So you see, Shachris could still be davened after midday. So Kuli Amma Matzei V'Azid, no. The entire day you could always daven. However, one who davens until Chatzos, Yavir Leischar al Tfilah Bizmana. You get schar for something called Tfilah Bizmana. Mikan Ve'elech, it's schar Tfilah. You get schar for davening, but schar Tfilah Bizmana. But you don't get schar for schar Tfilah Lo Yavir Leich. Iboilut, B'nei Yeshiva run short. Let's say you made a mistake and didn't daven Mincha. Mao Shispal Arvistar. Can you do Maariv twice, right? Because Maariv is involuntary. Mincha is voluntary. Im Tim Solomar Tolis Barvis Mizalashar. Is involuntary. So the question is, if you miss Mincha, does Maariv twice count? Is it the same level? Will it count for two mincha?
It's also because it's a different day.
What? And a separate yom. Good. There's a shaila by women, whether women can do tashlumin if they missed mincha, right? Women generally can daven mincha, shachris mincha. The minig is generally women don't daven Maariv, but they can. But mincha already is more in the mandatory field for women. The question is if they miss mincha, could they daven Maariv? Couldn't they daven Maariv? Could they daven Maariv? So Mishnah Berurah says straight out that the Maariv, they could do tashlumin on the Maariv, even though it's not their tefillah, they could do a tashlumin on the Maariv for the mincha. Mishnah Berurah says. What? Right, nobody in the Yalavu, exactly. No, because what's done Rosh Chodesh during the day. No. Okay, dichti I'm sorry, mishum dechad yom. Yeah, that's the reason. You're right. Tavlu b'larv b'zal shtachus time. Why mishum dechad yom? It's one day. You're right. Dichti vayir vayvoker yom echad. Aval hacha tefila makom korban. Over here, we know that when you made a mistake, you didn't daven mincha. It's tefila b'makom korbani. Vekaven de'aver yom batal korban. And since you missed your day, you missed the korban. You can't make the korban of today up tomorrow. What? Right. I'll batal korban over zmana. Oh, Dilma came to Tzulusi Rachmi. Or maybe say no, since at the end of the day, yes, Tfilah might be patterned after Korbanos, but at the end of the day, Tfilah is Rahman. Basically Rachmanos. And therefore, Kol Emes Deboi Matzah, God knows you could ask for Rachmanos whenever you wanted. Tashma, Dam Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amr Yitzchak, Amr Yochanan, Tav, Lo Yitpal Mincha, one makes a mistake in Dam Mincha, Mitpal Arish Time, made two Mars. Ve'em Bizum Mishum Bizet the Avri Yom Batal Korbano. And we don't say that's, you missed it, you bottle your Korban. We don't say that. Meisav, we learned in a brayse, it says by Kohelis, famous pasuk used in Chagiga. Me'uvas lo yachol litkon, something you mess up, you can't fix. Ve'chisaron, something that's now lacking, lo yachol lehimanos, now can no longer be replenished. Me'uvas lo yachol litkon, what they're referring to, that's mevatel kriyashma of arvis and kriyashma shel shachris. Or you're mevatel, you didn't daven the tefillah shel arvis or the tefillah shel shachris. It's a mistake you can't fix. Chisaron lo yachol lehimanos, ze shenimnu chaver ledvar mitzvah ve'lo nimnu lehem. Let's say someone, the friends got him involved in a mitzvah and he didn't include himself. He didn't include himself in the mitzvah. The examples used in Chagigah are different. Examples in Chagigah are mamzer. Mamzer you can never fix. Once you create the mamzer, there's no turning back. No, this price is calling you these types of names when you're mevatel the tefillah on purpose. But if you were osik in something that you couldn't get away from, or you overslept by accident, of course you could do it. Amar Ravashi Deka Nami also Meduyek that Tkani it says Bitel and you didn't read Kriyashma, but Lo Ketani doesn't say Ta that you made a mistake. Shmamina, from there you see that we're talking about the Bitel Bameze, that you made a mistake on purpose. Tana Rabbanan Tov, Lisbal Mincha Berav Shabbos, you made a mistake and you didn't daven Mincha Berav Shabbos, Mitbal Balel Shabbos Time. You should daven on the night of Shabbos two times, right? The Shmona Esrei of Shabbos, though, twice. If you made a mistake and didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, mitpal motzei Shabbos time, then you daven motzei Shabbos twice the Shmoneh Esrei of Chol of the weekday. That's what you were saying, Mr. Gennar. Mavdil, if you say the atach barishona, you make the atachon and tanu in the first one, because that's the one that's serving as the real mar for right now, and then eino mavdil b'shniyah, but there's no need to put in the atachon and tanu in the second one. The second one is going to count. Harishona though lo alsalo is the tashlumin for mincha of Shabbos because you always need to be makdim the regular one, the zmanat tefillah shel Shabbos. Yes. What?
If you miss a mincha Shabbos, you could say the marv afterwards.
You could say two marvs afterwards.
It's not the same.
Exactly. So you see that goes in the sheet that says rachmehu. God always gives you a chance to have Rachmanis, even though it's no longer that Zman anymore. Batal Korban Avar Yomo, Batal Korban, no, not Shabbos, Batal Korban, no. Still, we say at the end of the day, since it's Rachmani, it feels based on Rachmanis, therefore we always can make it up.
You can ask Rachmanis.
What?
That's not Rachmanis.
Meaning because it's just Stam straight up Korbanos. Does the Gemara ask it straight out? I don't think the Gemara ever asks it. I think the Gemara asks it. We'll see it next half and a half. I don't think the Gemara asks about Musa. Pretty sure not. Lememra, so you come to say the Chavon de Lav de la Kamaisa, since he didn't make Havdalah in the first one, Kaman de lo Matzila, and it's like he didn't daven at all, Umahadrinale, and therefore only worked for him the second Mar, we need to go back and daven in another Mincha, Braminu, Tavolo Hiskir Gvurz Geshamim, Betchias Amesim. He mentioned Mashi Baruch, Umori de Geshem, in the Bracha Vata Gibor, Veshaela Beberka Sashanim, or you did another mistake, or you did Ten Talumatar in the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Machzirinoso, we make you daven again Shmoneh Esrei. If you forgot to mention Havdalah b'chon and Adas, you don't go back. You see, mipnei she'achol alakos, because you're able to get it alakos. So you see from here that if you forget to make Havdalah, then your tefillah was good. So the Gemara ends up and says, yeah, you have a kasha over there from a brayso. It's a powerful kasha, and therefore we paskin at the end of the day in the conclusion of the Gemara, you're fine. You covered it. If you forgot the chon and hadas at the end, you're good. There's no need to halacha lemaisa. There's no need to repeat. But in the havamin of the Gemara, they were entertaining the possibility of three. Itmar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Amar tefillas ha'avos tiknim. Rabbi Yosi Rechina says that the Avos instituted tefillah. That's what we began saying before. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says tefillahs kineged tamidim. No, the tefillahs are parallel to the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Ben Arbaim.
How can you say that the Oves made the tefillah?
They're the ones who made the tefillah. We have psukim, the Gemara, first of psukim, we're going to get to. Psukim in the Torah that indicate that the Avos were davening. When Avram went outside to talk to Hashem.
No, it doesn't mean that they're misaking.
The words. Anshe, yes. The Anshe Knesset HaGadol.
Shachris, Mincha, Nairim, Rabbi Yitzchak, it says Lifnois Ar.
That's this Gemara, right here. These lines. That we know the Anshe Knesset HaGadola made the words. You're right. Anshe Knesset HaGadola made the words. But it says by Yitzchak Lasuach Lasada, there was dialogue. Let's put it like good. We'll say it like that. Okay, Tfilz Rabbi Shuv and Levi Tfilz Kenegid Tamid and Tiktum. Tanya Kavas and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Tanya Kavas Rabbi Shuv and Levi. Tanya Kavas Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. That Avram Tiken Tfilz Shachris because it says Vayashkem Avram Baboker El Mokum Asher Amud Sham where he stood. What was he doing there? Ain Amida El Tfilah. Amida over there is Tfilah davening because it says by Pinchas Vayamud Pinchas Vayafalel. Yitzchak tiken tefillas mincha because it says shenamar v'yetsa Yitzchak lasuach basada lif noser before night ve'in sicha ela tefillah shenamar tefillah la'ani kiyatov lifnei Hashem yishpach sicho, right, that he should adorn himself before Hashem and pour out his words. Yaakov tiken tefillas arvis because it says v'yifka v'mokom v'yalin sham. You see, that's why Marv has to be not set, because it's v'yifka, it's an encounter. Ve'im pigiel utfila. Shenemar ba'at ali pel ba'ramazev, al tzeb adam rina utfila, va'al tifkubi. You see, it's a form of tfila. V'tanya kvasi de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we heard the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said, Mimneima amru, why the chum say this man of tfila shachar is ad chatzos? Right, it's until chatzos. Sharei tamid shel shachar, we know goes until ad chatzos. There was patterned after it. So the shachris was parallel the korban tamid of the morning. And therefore, its zman matches it. So you say, Rabbi Yehuda says, ad arba shalos, you have 4 hours. Why? Shaharei tamid shel shachar karav aholach arba shalos. Because the tamid in principle was brought until arba shalos. So why did they say tefilas mincha ad arev? Because the tamid shel arbayim, the afternoon one though, karav aholach ad arev, really could be literally brought until nightfall. Rabbi Yehuda says the time for the mincha is ad plag mincha. Plag mincha means half mincha. The Gemara is going to get to when is plag mincha? What does that mean? But he says you have until plag mincha. Why? Because the tamid shel bar nevayim was karev aholech, began to be offered, and the process continued ad plag mincha. On nema amru. So why they say the tefillah of the erev has no set time? Because the burning of the evarim ufedarim and the fats and the korbanos where the blood was thrown shalon isaklu mi be'erev, which where the fire did not consume them before sunset. Crave maholchem kol alayla. You could still be burning them and breaking them down the whole night. Okay, so we say umipnei ma'amru. Why do we say the chum say the zman of tefila shachris, the zman of tefila musaf kol ayam? Sharei korban shel musaf and kol ayam. The tefila musaf, which is parallel to the korban musaf, is the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda says ad sheva shalos. The zman is 7 hours. Sharei korban musaf karav lahoch sheva. You have 7 hours to say musaf according to the shita, because the zman was the korban musaf. Was 7 hours. Meaning, by the way, you're
going to... 7 hours from there.
From the morning, from the Talmid Shel Shachar. The Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is really 6.5 hours was the time. That's the Zman Musaf. But Mikra Adin, you do have 7 hours by the Korb Musaf. Where Rabbi Yehuda got 6.5, I don't know. But the question is more stronger, not how he got 6.5. He probably got 6.5 because he removed the preparation time from the Musaf. But the bigger question is why the Gemara just chose the word 7 hours. That's not a paskim. Iboilahu. Fine. So mincha. So sorry. Ezehu mincha gedola. What's the time of mincha gedola? What's the earliest time it's possible to bring the korban tamid to the bein arba'im? That you have meshesha asu mechzel l'malach, from 6.5 hours in the morning and above. Ve'ezehu mincha ketana. And when is considered mincha ketana? When you actually brought the korban tamid to bein arba'im. Not when you could. When you actually did. When people normally did. That's Metesha Shaos Mechel, 9.5 hours. So now you know, when people say it's the Zman for Mincha Gedola, Zman for Mincha, why is it called Mincha Gedola? One opinion is because you have a longer, you have a big chunk of time to say it. So Mincha Gedola, it's more time, there's more time in the day ahead of it for the Mincha Gedola.
Because she was more one than the other?
Well, the question is, was Mincha patterned after when it's possible to bring the Korban, or when people brought the Korban, in potential or actuality? And you have tons of makshavah on potential versus actuality, or Gedaliyahu, you have an Havdalah, and, Moreish, what's the proper bracha? Iboilahu, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Zman Atzilas Mincha is until Plaga Mincha. So Plaga Mincha, Kama Kamar, what did he mean? What do you mean? So half of which Mincha? Did he mean half the time from the morning until what we call Mincha Gedola? Meaning half the time of 6.5 hours? Or did he mean half the time from Mincha Ketana? O Plag Mincha Achrona, or the later one? Which one did he mean? So Tashma Detanya, Rabbi Yehuda says that which I said in Plaga Mincha, I meant Plag Mincha Omer, that you could daven the Tefillah Mincha, the middle. I meant until the middle, that you can go until the middle of the later Mincha, until the Plag Mincha Ketana. Behi Achas Esrei Shaos Chasa Raviyah. So what it comes out to, if you count from the morning, it ends up putting you 11 hours minus a quarter into the day. And he meant the time of Mincha Ketana. So name it to have a. So if we say the Brisa, by the way, it comes out before sunset, usually about an hour and a quarter before sunset, is what we call the plag. Plag of Mincha. Plag of Mincha is an important zman to know. It has different dinim that come up for us that are relevant. For example, you can't light Shabbos candles according to any shita before Plag of Mincha. Another one is Chanukah candles. It's the most relevant application of Plag of Mincha. So you could begin lighting the Chanukah candles from Plag for that night in a Shas Etzchak situation.
So before Plag Mincha would be...
Before Plag would be Mincha Gedol.
Would be Mincha Gedol.
Yeah.
After Plag would be
Mincha. It was already Mincha Ketana zone. Yeah, good. Amr lach Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chanina, la'olam em lach tfilas avos tikvun. I could say to you that the avos instituted the prayers, but and ba'asimchu rabbanon akorbanos. Meaning, it seems like we have a machlokas. Did the minyanim come because of the korbanos, or did the minyanim come because of the way the avos set it up? So the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, is a pshara. He's saying it's both. The Avos were the first ones to do it, but afterwards the Rabbanan were so mechit, they pinned it, they patterned it. They patterned it after the Korbanos and the Beis Hamikdash to give it more of a structure, to give it more of a format. Yes?
I mean, it was panic. I mean, forget it.
Really? Sure. Okay.
Shachris Mincha Maariv, and then Chacham Mesakim from, now we know that we have from Yitzchak Yaakov, from Avraham, go and break down his man. I mean, from the Korbanos.
What, meaning, the question is, what do the Korbanos do? So the Shita Mikubetza says that the Avos made it, these are the Tefillos. The Korbanos made it a Chova. Once they connected it to the Korbanos, then they made these Minyanim a Chova. That's what happened. That's what the Shita Mikubetza is proud. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Arba Shal. So you have until 4 hours. Iboilu, the B'nai Yeshuv were unsure. What does it mean, Ad Arba Shal? Does it mean, Ad Vad Bechlal? Does it mean, including the fourth hour? Or does it mean, Ad Velod Bechlal? Until, but not including. Tashma Rihuda Mer, Ad Plaga Mincha. You have until Plaga Mincha. Iyamars Bishlama, that sounds like Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. So then he's got to be parallel here too. Then his ad has to be ad v'lo'ad b'chlal. Haina de'ika bein Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. That would be the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven shachris until plaga mincha. According to Rabbanan, mincha until plaga mincha. The nafkim until plaga mincha. According to Rabbanan, until chashecha. Eli'i amars ad v'a b'chlal. But if you do say the kavan Rabbi Yehuda is until ad v'a b'chlal, then even by mincha, he has to mean ad v'a b'chlal. And therefore, he's going to include a plaga mincha until the night. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Hainu Rabbanan. That's the same thing as the Shita of the Rabbanan. According to both of them, the Zman HaTfila is until nightfall. And rather, what Rabbi Yehuda meant is Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal. And therefore, by Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you daven until Plaga Mincha, and that's it. According to Rabbanan, you go until the Erev. This is where the Rashis get into Shkia versus Seis. Ela Mai Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal. So what did Rabbi Yehuda mean to say Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal in the earlier case? Eima Seifa. So that which it says in the Seifa of the Mishnah, Shal Musafim Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda says you have until Sheva Shal, so you have 7 hours. If a person had in front of them two things they have to daven. This comes up all the time for people. Acha shal musaf, acha shal mincha. They have musaf or mincha. Mispalel first shal mincha, v'acha kach musaf. Sheze tadira, v'ze eina tadira. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, mispalel musaf first, and then mincha. Why? Sheze overis, because musaf is going to be a time that passes first. V'ze eino overis. Mincha, you have a much longer time. This man merubili spal. You have a lot of time more to do it. So Iyamars Bishlam, I understand that whole logic of the back and forth of that Brisa makes sense if the Mishnah was saying Ad V'ad Bechlal. Hainu D'mishkachas Lu, then would make sense that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the person is chayav to daven Shtei Tfilas B'had Yada, two Tfilas at the same time. Because the Zman for Mincha is 6.5 hours according to Rabbi Yehuda. While Musaf, the Zman is Sheva Shos. And if it's Ad V'ad Bechlal, then it's going to include even the 7th hour in it. And Mamela, the Chetzi Shah, that's between the Sof, the end of the 7th hour, I'm using Rashi for this one, until the end of the 7th hour, that's where you have the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. That window right there is going to be the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. The Rif reads his whole Gemara differently. Ela Iyamars, if you say the Kavanah of the Mishnah is Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal, Heichi Mishkachas Lu, then how does Rabbi Yehuda ever make you chayef to do two tefillos one after the together? Kevan de Asya Shel Mincha, since the 6 hours and a half is the Zman of Mincha, Azala, you're going to already finish the time of Musaf, meaning you're going to have a collision of the both Zmanim, and therefore it can't possibly be. to Elamai, where they have to say ad va'ad bechlal, and therefore it's akasha on the resha. It's akasha on the resha over there, the Mishnah, and my Ika. What's the difference between tefillas mincha ben Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbanan? According to both of them, the zman tefillah mincha goes until nighttime. So we say, mi sarvis dai, do you think that the words of Rabbi Yehuda is ad plaga mincha? So is he talking about plaga mincha achrona, meaning until the later mincha, right? Or the plag rishona, same question as before. Bahaki kamar, this is what he meant. Amos nafik plaga mincha, when does the first plag finish of mincha katana? Ba'ayal plag achrona, and when does enters the second half? Mechi nafki acharas reshaus chaser via. When you already pass 11 hours minus a quarter from the morning, that's when you finish the Zman Tfilas Mincha. That's when, according to him, the Zman Tfilas Mincha passes. So Amar Rav Nachman, Afa Namintini, we also learned similar in Abraisa, that Rabbi Yehuda meant Ad V'Ad Bechlal, that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava Heid Chamisha Dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda testified to five things when he was learning in the Beis Midrash Mishnah Edyos. The first thing he testified, Shema Einit the Katana. There are cases where the Beis Din teaches a Katana who's married to a person. There are ways where a minor can marry an adult, and then the husband, she's able to enter and process where she's able to say to her husband, I don't want this. It's called miyun. It was a way to protect her from those situations. A lot of times, she was very happy. Everybody thinks it's slavery. A lot of times back then, it was very nice. A woman wanted to know, even a kid from a young age, if she has a home, she'll be taken care of. But there had to be a way out. And the way out is something called miyun. They were vatal the nesuin without even a get. So, mayin at the katana, there are cases when they could do it. Vishamasiyan et the isha. And he found a way for a woman to get married when her husband went overseas, al pi erechad, based on the testimony of one witness, right? When it comes to an aguna, you have to have ways to free the aguna, right? A lot of rabbanim, certainly in the 1800s and 1700s, placed all their efforts in the shilas of agunas. You look through shilas and chuvas in those generations, it's like imbalanced. There's like way too many agunas shilas. And that's because they saw that as the biggest tragedy. They had to work, and it happened a lot. You couldn't email, find out where the guy is, where this person went. There was no tracking, there was nothing. And therefore, there was a lot of the rabbanim made it their responsibility to write shuvas about agunas. So we have a kula that one person could testify, I saw your husband die in Florida, and therefore you could remarry. One witness is good. Baal Tarnigol Shaniska Bishlaim, he has also a shita about a chicken who was thrown in Yerushalayim. You're going to get to that. Al Shaharag Esa Nefesh. He has an opinion about killing a baby in the skull. Asharagas and Nefesh, right? He talks about a softer place in the head where you have to be very careful with a child. It's more a Derech Eretz issue. Al Yayin Bein Arbam Yom, and wine that was squeezed before our 40 days, that was Nisnasech Al Gabei Mizbeach, right? It has to go through a certain time period before you can do the Nisuch Yayin on the Mizbeach, the libations. Al Tamid Shel Shachar, and his other Shita, his fifth case is about the Tamid Shel Shachar, Shekarev Ba'arbashos, the morning Tamid that was offered in 4 hours. And Shmamina ad va'ad bechlal. He said that it was offered in the fourth hour. Shmamina. He understands it to be ad va'ad bechlal. That's his shita. Ad va'ad bechlal. Am Rav Kana hilchasa k'Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That the zman for tila shakras is ad arba shos. Hoyol v'ptam b'chiris seglasi. Since we learned Maseches Yodios, the halachas like him. Since we had all these, Edyos is a collection of the bottom line halachas. Those mishnayos of Edyos is a great summary of bottom line. And since his bottom line halachas are just rifled off over there in Eduyos, we know the halachas like him in this instance. Okay, al tamid shel shachar shakarav ba'arva shows. Man tanal hantara, who's the one who taught the verse that says, right, it says in the parsha of the man, v'yil kutu oso ba'boker, right, v'cham ha'shemesh v'namas. They used to melt it, right? It was so hot. Ba'arba shows after 4 hours. So the verse is atamar ba'arba shows, so ina ele b'sheisha. So it was at 6 hours. When it says that he sat, Avram sat, kechom ayom, in the heat of the day, right? That was 6 hours. Why? Because it says kechom hayom. It talks about in the place that in all places it was the heat of the day, and that's only already further into the day. 4 hours into the day, many places are still cold. So how many mekayim becham hashemesh v'namos? But when you have the extra becham hashemesh, it's only. It sounds like it wasn't hot, but the sun heated it when it shouldn't have been hot. Sounds like earlier. That's arba shalos. That's 4 hours. So mani, who is that bright the light? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. E Rabbi Yehuda ad arba shalos nami tzafer. It's also the morning. And e Rabbanan ad chatzos nami tzafer. It's also until chatzos is also the. It's also the morning. Since you're able to bring the korban of the tamid, the korban tamid of the boker, right? Because it's a keves echa tasa baboker. You see, it's still going to be the morning. Let's stop over there for today.